Rambam Sefer Ava, Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzos and Sefer Torah, Perek Sheni. In today's halachas, we're going to begin to discuss the halachas of writing the parshiyos and the tefillin. Aleph. Ketzad Kosev Es HaTefillin Shereish. How does one write the tefillin of the head? Kosev Arba Parshiyos Al Arba Klofen V'Goylim Kolasel Vechel Levadim Menicha Esim Barba Vatan Shem V'Chubur and Bar Echad. The four passages are written on four parchments and rolled close to each a separate entity. They are placed in four compartments, which are covered by a single piece of leather. Shriyat Kesin Esa Arba Parchis Rabba Dapin Shal Klaf Echad Again, the Kinyan Sefer Tidim and Sefer Tchilosari Manichim Mibayis Echad. The four passages of the tefillin placed on the arm are written on four columns on a single parchment. They should be rolled close like a Torah scroll from the end to the beginning and placed in a single compartment. Base. So, reserve the parshias. So, be very careful about the parshashim. Also, as a summa psucha, stuma psala. If one wrote a passage that it should be a stuma as a psucha or vice versa, it's possible. Shlesh is a parshas, shashena kula psucha, as a parshas, and finish it by him shumayestu. Stuma. The first three passages are psuchas, and the last one, by him shumayestu, is a stuma. Person has to be very careful regarding the spelling of the words of the passages with regard to the short of the full form. The manner in which these four passages are written in tefillin should be resemble the manner they are written in the Torah scroll that has been checked for accuracy in this regard. One writes a word which requires a short form using a full form. It's invalid until one erases the extra, etc. These are the short of the full forms in these four passages. Parshas Shana Kalashti Kol Bacher Bechid Moli Zocher Moli Bchizik Chosa. If Yachah Moli Ve'Amedi Chosa Ve'Yusim Moli Ve'Yisach Chosa Vav Avidim Moli Chosa Matzis Chosa Shvin Moli Matzis Moli Seir Chosa Bulaf Chosa Bavor Moli Leis Moli Zikar Moli Enecha Moli Teres Moli Etziach Chosa Yud Hachuk Chosa Le'Medi Moli. Parshas Shmuel. Second parasha is V'Hoyin Kviyach as a Choser with Avisecho Choser Vav is Chameis Choser Pchir Mali Pchiz Gud Pchiz Gud Choser Yisyanu Mali V'Yarik Choser Pchir Mali V'Pchir Choser Vav Pchir Mali Zivya Choser V'Chol Pchir Mali Leis Mali Yotchol Choser V'Hing L'Tetiv Is Choser Vav Afina Yinecha Mali V'Chiz Choser Yisyanu Mali Parasha Shlishi Shmami Decho Choser Lavanecho Mali V'Yisecho Mali Yiv Shniyo K'mecho Mali Leis Mali Decho Mali
First, has to be very careful with the placements of the crown of the letters. They are formed like a zion on the tops of the letters, which possess crowns in the Torah scroll. These are the letters which possess crowns in the four passages. There's only one letter with a crown in the first passage. There are three zayin. The second passage are five letters. Each of these is the hey, and four zayin are placed in each of them. Test pay
Yud. Halakias tefillin and mishain of a person who purchases tefillin from a person who is not an expert. Sarach the botkin is required to inspect them. Lokach menu meyak tzivis. If he purchased 100 tefillin, Benedict man shows tzitzis. Should inspect 3. Or 2 from the head or 1 from the yad or the opposite. And if they're all kosher, also ish. So there's a chazoka that is trustworthy, but I couldn't share him all kosher. You don't need to check the rest of the film. Nothing tzvosin tzvosin. If however one purchased them in different packages, the halacha is kulam tzrichim b'dikon. They all need to be checked. Shecheskas atzvosin man and nashim harbe lekuchen. Because it could presume that each package was purchased from a different scribe. Yer Aleph, I face this film Mechsav Yodei. After a person writes film himself, I should look on a mukha or purchase them from another person. I am a shardom of Vatli Mechzi on the Eidem. I'll purchase them from another person that has them inspected and places them in the leather. In Tzonof, Lubatkin Pamacher. It does not need a place again. Rafidu, Acha Kabashanim, even, doesn't need to check again, even after many years. Kozman Shechipuim Shalom. As long as the leather are intact, that they're good. We're not worried that it faded out or been perforated. Hillel, the elder, said these tefillin are from my maternal grandfather.
Hilchas tefillin mezuzah v'seh b'teda sefer Ava. Perek Shlishi. Today's perek we're going to be learning about the making of tefillin. Shmeina halachas yish b'maisa tefillin kun halacha l'meshim. We've seen there are 8 requirements in the making of tefillin. All of them are halachas transmitted to Meisha on Har Sinai. L'fikach kul ma'akfin l'mshinim b'achas mem puzzle. If one deviates with regards to any of them, it's all puzzle. Re'lohim. These are, number 1, Sheyehiyu mirubois. The tefillin have to be square. The chain tefirasim b'nevua also has to be sewn closed in a square. Alachsim b'nevua chiyye alahen arba zavis shavis. Both the angles must be equal, unless all 4 angles will be equal. Shia b'er shodesh suris shin b'imin yisrael. The letters of the head tefillin should be a shin imposed on both its right and left sides. Here's of the parshias b'matlis. The passages should be wrapped in fabric. Sheifach eisem b'seir melamathlis. Should be wound around the fabric. Afterwards, they should be placed in their compartments. Rachach must be some batina. Sheol teuf and eisem begidin. They should be sewn close with sinews. Sheis lehem ma'abiris mehen me'ir ha'chibush tekonis ba'aratsuya. Sheiveres v'edach p'seir teifer shelo. The leather compartments in which they are placed should have place for the straps to pass through so they can be moved through its phone handle. The straps should be black. The knot which they are tied should be a known knot that is formed like a dalit. Halacha Beis. Ketzad Eisen Tefillin Shadish. How the Tefillin Shadish made? Leichin eitz meruba orkei kenochbe kuvaya. We take a cubic wooden block. If it need not, however, be a cubic, perfect cubic. V'mayu goybe yisa al rachbe yipotis menosa en bekastian. V'im akbiden ela al orkei she kurochbe. We are required only to take here, only that it's within its length or our length. V'chei from bayish leishach haditzin. 3 grooves apart into it. She also lay arba reshin tenedzum. 3 grooves are carved into it, so the 4 projections will be made as depicted. Chem b'shleish chalitzim d'shi also lay arba reshin tenedzum. Leather is taken and soaked in water, and then mold in place. With a knit leather is inserted between the grooves. Because
So while the weather is still wet, it's plucked and squeezed until the shape of the shin, the three edges, is formed on the right side of the tefillin, as they will be worn, and the shape of a shin with four hands is formed on the left side on the tefillin, as they will be worn.
Good.
Good morning. The leather is then left on the mold until it dries. The leather will be formed into a block with four empty compartments. One of the passages for the Torah is placed in each compartment. A portion of the leather is folded over beneath, and then they are sewn close to all four corners. With the lower piece of leather, a place should be left for the straps to be inserted like a handle. This is called the ma'abiris. Dal, the case of this is Phil Shayan, Howard Phil Shayan made. Lechon eats Maruba, Arke, Kerachbe, Vyagoyva, Keetzba, Ad. We take a wooden block whose length is equal to his width and is a finger breadth, or slightly more, slightly less high, and place wet leather around it. The leather is left on the small until it dries, and then it is removed. The four passages at the bottom of the place left to the mold. A portion of the leather is folded over beneath them, and then they are sewn close to the four corners. A piece of leather, like a handle, should be left and the straps to be inserted. Cases see the parshus. What is the good of the passages? Which is volume Shemem by Sedition Shalim Yadimin. Person who is facing the person wearing the tefillin will read in the following order. If the order is altered, it's not acceptable. Passage down to are written in four columns on a single piece of parchment at the Torah scroll, according to the order in which these passages are found in the Torah in the following manner. If they are written on four separate pieces of parchment placed in the same compartment, or fulfills one's obligation, there's no need to glue them together. When the passages both, when they are rolled, the patches of both are with the head and the arm torn are rolled closed. They should be rolled from the end to the beginning of that, so that where the passage is to be rolled open, it would be possible to read each portion from the beginning to the end.
The thing now
says, "Kesher ma'achnisin es ha'parshes ba'batan shalahem." Isaac. Ches. Kishem achlisin es ha'parshes ba'batan shalahem kirchen esim b'matlis v'al ha'matlis se'er v'afkach ma'achlisin esim b'atim. Says that Charlie is se'er b'him v'yichayet te'edu b'afilim v'nevilas t'ev shalahem. V'no kolom l'kirchen b'sa'ar z'nav ha'golom. For the passages are placed in the compartments, it should be wrapped in a fabric, and hair should be wrapped around them, wound around them. Afterwards, they may be placed in their compartments. The hair should be from a kosher species of animals or beasts. Even when these animals died, without being ritually slaughtered or traded for, their hair is nevertheless acceptable. It has already become a universally accepted custom to wind hair from the tail of a calf around these parchments. When the tefillin are sewn to the clothes, they may be sewn only with sinews from a kosher species or animal or beast. שיש בעקב ובאים החי ואין לבון המקושם מנף ניסה בעבון הנקיץ ואין על שיעשו כפישטן. תאו ניסה ושזו ניסה בהם תאו ונצפלו מירי וספציינה. Seeing is taken from animals which die without being ritually slaughtered, which they are nevertheless acceptable. It's customary to take sinews from these heels of kosher animals or beasts. They are white in color. They are too firm. They are softened by pounding them with stones and the like until they become like flax. Afterwards, they are spun and twisted into threads and used to sew together tefillin on the sheets of Torah scrolls. When the tefillin are sewn closed, they're sewn that's square. It is widely accepted practice for there to be 3 stitches on each side so that there will be 12 stitches in all. This applies to both the arm tefillin and the head tefillin. For over 1 meter, 10 or 14 stitches, there's no difficulty. Now, if a person made 10 or 40 stitches, no shayla. For each of the stitches, the thread must pass through from both sides. The groove between each of the compartments of the head tefillin should reach the stitches. The groove between each of the compartments of the headphone should reach the stitches which saw the tone close. But you might have heard a snicker. Nevertheless, if the groove is a set of all, you are boa, Russian deer, and a kill. Nevertheless, if the groove is a set of all, even if it does not extend until the stitches, it's kosher. It's necessary to pass a thread or cord from each of the grooves on the outer side of the leather compartments to separate between the compartments. It is common custom to pass one of the sinews used to sew the tefillin closed between each of these 3 grooves. How are the straps made? We take the leather straps at least the length of the barley corn and width. If they are wider than that, they are acceptable. The length of straps of the head tefillin should be. How the straps made. So they should reach from an akesha with timah, so spirits in the country, gil tabur, ilaman minum ad, very often search of the act, they should tack up as a zreya, reach from an akesha with timah, so I'll ask us on that spot, especially if it's been I'll ask for Philip Griffin. We exhibit my ear, as soon as I look at this, I'll say this. How the straps made, we take leather straps at least the length of the barley corner width, if they're wider than that, they're acceptable, the length of the straps of the head tefillin should be sufficient to surround the head. Tie the knot and extend on either side of the head until they reach the navel or slightly above. The length of the strap of the arm should be sufficient to surround the forearm, tied to the knot, and extended until it can be wound 3 times around the middle finger and tied. Straps are longer than this, they are acceptable. Again, Momachas is Shulash Larish with Taver Shalom. Machin Kamin the Sadish of Kishir Keshe or Duba Kamin Do. One places the straps to the handle, leaving space for the circumference of one's head. And ties a knot, square knot, which resembles a dalit. Kesher Zetzer of Kol Talmud Chacham Lomdei. Every Talmud Chacham should learn how to tie this knot. It is impossible to discern, describe this knot in writing, rather, it must be seen. Strap of the headphone should be tied with a knot that resembles a yud. This knot should allow the straps to pass through so that it can be widened or narrowed while one is tying the tefillin or one's arm. The outer surface of the tefillin, the straps of both of the head and arm tefillin must be black.
I said, back
to the
grid,
ring it
plenty.
Abba, Achira, it says, Hail, name Hain. Contrast the guards to the inner surface, since the face is the inside is acceptable if it's green or white. Adumisli, Asashem, the other two of an Iulai. One should not make this red, since it will be embarrassing for him if they become overturned. The back of the strap should be the same color as the compartments. Black of the strap should be the same color as the compartments. If it's green, it should be green. If it's white, it should be white. If it's attractive, it's tone to be entirely black, the compartments and entire strap. Let's go. Lloyd. Shemachab may have fallen. Face a man or two. Where should be a man of Chaya? Eva Tedu, I feel like it is a favorite lamb. The letter used to cover the tefillin and from which the straps are made should come from a kosher species of animal, beast, or fowl. The tefillin is allowed today for tefillin. Even when these animals die without being slaughtered or being trefa, their hides are nevertheless acceptable. They may some eat mainly should be tefillin b'zal psulis. If ever leather from a non-kosher species was used, or if they were covered with gold, they are not acceptable. The leather used for the straps must be processed with the intent that it be used for the mitzvah. Leather used to cover the tefillin should not need not be processed at all. The leather used to cover the tefillin should not be processed at all. If it is even acceptable. It is even acceptable if it was made from matzah. Indeed, it's practiced in many communities. Tazayin. Ain't Asin Tvillin, Alemi Sol, Shasiosin, Sisibos, and Gneoshin, Shasin, Beit, Mishamar, Lefikah, and Chip and Gay, Tvillin Psilin, or the Hall Apostle of Kosovo, Shasin, Asin. Tvillin may be made only by a yid, since making them is equivalent to writing because of the shin and the leather. Mentioned above, therefore, if they were made by a goy or someone close to him, they are puzzle. Similarly, they may not be made by others. Writing the passage is not acceptable. Shosh l'reish in eizin eizin shaliyad. Its own may not be made into arm tefillin. Shaliyad eizin eizin shaliyad. But an arm tefillin may be made into the head. If you ain't made it into the head, it's a good. Because an article should not be lower from a higher level to a holiness to a lesser one. And it's usually a tefillin shel reish, and it's in the tefillin shel yad. But another one is kishel levoshin. One does a supply after one has worn them. Our tefillin shel reish, shel levoshin, adum meilam, rosal asal yad mutter. After, if the head tefillin have never been worn, one may make them into our tefillin. How is this done? Kids said, it's in tefillin. One drapes leather around them until they become a single compartment, then one can tie them into the hands. Yud Ches. Tefillin shenipsugu tefir shel hen. Stitches of the tefillin became torn. Imma yishtei tefir zu b'sabzayshin ifkashas tefir shenifilizim 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 shenifilizim. Now, the stitches of the tefillin become torn. If the stitches which are located next to each other become torn, or three stitches become torn even though they are not located next to each other, the tefillin are unacceptable. And there are more ones supplied by Yishonis. Old tefillin. I will have Chadashis, the rest of the new ones are Elipsulis. I will have Chadash Kozman, Shepnei Tavok, Yimrik Shira. So, whereas the new ones, however, if their base remains intact, they're acceptable. These are new. Tefillin are to be considered new as long as the leather remains strong and does not tear when one takes hold of a portion of the leather where the stitch was torn and hangs the tefillin. Leather is not fit to hang the tefillin because it will tear the tefillin are considered old. Last halacha, rechishin ifsuko, straps be torn, enkeshin asim, and tefin asim, elam mitzim, and gizna vesacheres. pieces should not be tied or sewn together. Rather, they should be removed and atoned, and another one is substituted for it. Oh, it's seeming to be Sachers. The other should be removed and atoned, and another one substituted. She had a chip soon as she orked with a shirt as she loved. The ringlets, torn straps are not acceptable unless their length and width meets or exceeds the minimum requirement. Well, the Mizrahi is created to the mind based creature is not a violation. At all times, a person should be careful that the external surface of the straps faces upwards when it ties them on his arm and his head. When he ties them on his arm and his head. Say for Av, the help is telling the mezuzah of the sacred Teda Peret Revi. Today's halachos, we're going to be learning about Hanachas HaTfilin, placing the tefillin. Aleph, Heichem Menichem Tefillin Shel Reish, where the tefillin shel Reish place, Menichem Reisen Al Kotvi, Shel Seif HaSir, Shel Kenegad HaPonim, or Malkim Shel Mechem Shel Tidig Reit Vespey. They should be placed at the point of the skull, the end of the hairline towards the face, the place where the child's brain can be felt to pulsate. So the chavon is meant to the care must be taken into position, them and the center, so that they will mean being in nefil. Your kishur should be given area if should safe have a gullus, the knot should be the top portion of the neck, the bottom of the skull. Base v'shul yad kishur is al smedi v'al kibedis al basa tefirach shemenapik should be a perak kosev and perak azresh and such shemenapik. Our tefillin should be tied on one's left arm at the muscle, the bulging flesh of the arm between the shoulders and the elbow, thus if one presses his hand to the ribs, the tefillin will be opposite the heart, the tefillin and these words shall be on your heart. Gil, Amaniyas Tefil Shariad Apas Yadri Aresh Shariash Amitzkar is a derf. So they can first of all place the artful on the palm or the head tone on his forehead follows the ways of the tzedekim. Person who makes it fall rounded like a nut is not fulfilling mitzvah's tefillin. Into the avni that's filming miniature smell of shalai. A left handed person puts the tefillin on the right hand. If he's an ambidextrous, he should place them on the left hand, the left hand in the literal sense. Welcome to Chiris HaTfilin, welcome to Nechosin, the place was a time, place the Tfilin received as part of a royal tradition. Dal, Tfilo, Shodesh, and Makebus, Shriyad, Shriyad, and Makebus, Shodesh, Nishin, Shtingmus, Zulu, Atzmi, Zulu, Atzmi. The absence of the head Tfilin does not be Ma'akev, does not clute, the brain that's filled in the arm, is similar to the absence of the entrain, it's not like the head's filled. There are two mitzvahs, each one considered independently. Ketzim of Orkan, how it blessed, so she had, you say, Mavarach, Shrigatam, Sitzvel, Alm, Sitzvel, she had, Mavarach, Shrigatam, Sitzvel, Lunyev, Tvel. Edward, more and more, the supply, Shinia, Hadvis, Mehen, well, puts only one of them. And then, yeah, Shtan, Mavarach, Rafa, Adhas, Vilarev, Tvel. Put them on together, you just say Lanech Tefillin. The Kesher Shiyad of Akagraf, then you put on the Reish, Shechelis, then you Shechelis Shereish, Rakhafel Shiyad. You can remove, you take off the Tefillin Shereish first. You should bear Lanech Tefillin, because of Tefillin Shiyad, Usher the Sapra, Fugu Usher Fang, Larbat Shereish Shereish. After saying the Brach, you're not allowed to talk, and if you do, Sahar is a Vedas, Jabal Barab, Bob Ashi, Nia, Amitzis Tefillin, and then you have to say another Brach, Amitzis Tefillin, Rakhaf, Lanech Shereish. Whenever a person puts on tefillin, even if he removes them and puts them on several times throughout the day, you should recite the blessing over them. Now, with regard to the mitzvahs, one recites the bracha of them before. Let's get them. Therefore, one should recite the tefillin, blessing of an arm, after placing it on one's muscle a fourth time. Shereza Zuas Yesin. Since tying it comprises the fulfillment of one mitzvah. Chest. Shechei l'sodom tefilo latkei mekli le'yaneach shaliyad mel'matam shoreish mel'maylo shem shah shoreish alilov shalei yivke v'shoreish tchile v'nitzah shem nechiren mesiya shaliyad lefi shen lef shen shoreish kerem shaliyad. A person moves his phone, place them in a container. He should not place the arm tefillin below and the head tefillin above, because when he wants to put them on, he will encounter the head tefillin first.
else you'll be forced to ignore it and take out that on its phone, since one should not put on the headphone before the on phone. It's forbidden for a person to ignore one mitzvah and proceed to the fulfillment of another mitzvah. Rather, as soon as the mitzvah comes to a person's hand, he should occupy himself with it. Therefore, a person should place the olive tefillin above so that he will encounter it first, and thus put on the tefillin in the proper sequence. That's Kli. Shushin when he has tefillin, when he has been discarded. Container that was made for tefillin to be placed in it, that was used for the purpose, becomes holy. It's forbidden to use it for mundane purposes. The container was prepared for that purpose, but never used for it, or if the container was temporarily used for tefillin, but was not prepared for that purpose, it does not become holy. Rather, it is considered an ordinary article as before. It's forbidden to suspend the tefillin. This applies regardless of whether one suspended them by their straps or by the tefillin itself. One may, however, suspend the bag in which they are placed. The time of the world that's fallen is the day and not the night, as it says, you shall observe the statue at an appointed time from the day. The statue refers to the mitzvah that's fallen. Similarly, Shabbosos and Yom Tovim are not days on which tefillin are worn, as it says, and they shall be a sign for you, since the Shabbos and Havdeh are themselves a sign. When does the time begin? When one can see a friend standing 4 amas away and recognize him. It continues until sunset.
Holy.
Yud Aleph. Me. Shinehat film pain of Fetish Gafamma Bechosh Kolev Afilehin Alev Kolev Alayla Mutter. It's meant for a person who put on his film before sunset to continue wearing them after the nightfall. They may even remain upon him the entire night. Ve'en mirin do vizel rabim alam lamdin tzakilu shtu yanif chutfulun alayam ba'ayla al yafatsu oyusum shetish gafamma. This law, however, is not to be taught in public. Everyone should be taught not to wear tefillin at night and to remove them before sunset. A person who puts on tefillin after sunset transgresses a law, as it says, and you shall observe the statue from day to day. A person who's wearing tefillin in the midst of a journey and the sun sets, marking the commencement of the Shabbos, he should cover them with his hands until he reaches his home and then removes them. He's sitting in the house of study in the sunsets, marking the commencement of Shabbos, he should cover them with his hand until he reaches his home and then remove them. If there's a house located near the wall where they'd be safe, you should place them there. If, however, you should not remove the tefillin after sunset because he did not have the place where they would be safe, it's permissible for him to continue wearing them in order to protect them. Whoever is exempt from Kriya Shema is protected from tefillin. If a minor knows the importance of guarding the tefillin, his father should obtain tefillin for him to educate him regarding the performance of mitzvahs. Personal stomach problems are, and anyone who can contain his functions is only with difficulty are exempt from tefillin. All those visibly impure are obligated to wear tefillin like a pure. Mitzdar, mishin edayt, mishavas edachin alo, potim in the tefillin from the sham maniach, tefillin also the lesir edayt, and a person who suffers discomfort or someone who is disturbed and cannot concentrate his thought is exempt from the obligation to wear tefillin, since a person who wears tefillin is prepared to divert his attention from them. Furthermore, in the midst of temple service, the being who chanted on the platform and Israelites, when they're attending the temple, are exempt from obligation to pray and wear tefillin. A person should touch its tefillin from time to time during his entire time. He's wearing them, So he will not divert his attention from that even for a single moment.
The holiness surpasses that of a tzitz. Shatzitz in bilal shem echad. Eli yishtem hem echad v'esem shim shayud hei shalish u'kmezel shalish.
The tzitz, as Hashem's name written all around once, the head tefillah is similar to our tefillah contained yud kei vav kei 21 times.
This vav. Tefillah shal tzitz tefillah tzrichin guf noki. Tefillah needs to have a clean body. She deserves like tzitzim in a ruch. Matak of those much I love make sure not to pass gas. Tehi otfil dishin behem shnas keva.
Therefore, it allowed us to sleep a set sleep. Well, she has aron, also not a temporary sleep. Alan in yech hamayim sudar uvarisin in meisha. Yoshin medeshir has aron. He to the isim in yech leishir ben birka v'yeshir v'yoshin.
It's forbidden to sleep while wearing them, neither a long sleep or a nap. If, however, one places a cloth over them and a woman is not with him, he can nap while wearing them. What should he do? Place his head between his knees and sleep while seeing.
Tazayin, hayat filan kruchin biyadei mutalishim behana filer shnas keva.
Ve'eichu behem melech yazayin vol nifas lesudas keva filet sub nifim ashokhani ashid lido vachka filishim yirachum zinim vilo vishman.
Person who has tefillin wound around his hand is permitted to sleep with them, the supplies him in a long sleep. He may eat only a snack while wearing that. If, however, he enters to partake a particular meal,
he should move them and place them under the table until after he washes his hands.
Afterwards, he should put them on and recite grace over his meal while wearing them.
The following rules applies with regards to a person wearing tefillin who has to use the bathroom. He should remove his tefillin, but while he enters, he should not place them in the holes or to the wall of the walls of the bathroom, which are near to the public domain, lest you be taken passerby.
Even if he's merely going to the bathroom to urinate, he should remove his tefillin for Amis and roll them in his clothes like a Torah scroll, holding them near his heart and his right hand. He must take care of the straps that not protrude more than the hand breadth from his hand. Afterwards, he should enter and leave himself. After leaving the bathroom and walking more than 4 Amis, the way he should put them on for him.
When this is applied in the permanent lavatory where drops of the urine will not sprinkle upon it. In contrast, in a place that is temporarily being used as a lavatory, one should not enter holding its phone wound up in one's hand. Instead, one should remove them outside the lavatory and give them to a friend to guard.
Ain made a glad call of the statistic. Well, let me shoot. Then I offer to Chiaf for the Mida Himok Koshi Yam Mok Mizinik, they should lay not so tender as well off.
So, when this is applied in a part of the lavatory or drops of the river will not sprinkle upon him, the place for that is a temporary being used as a bath that one should not enter holding its phone wound up in one's hand. Instead, one should remove them outside the lavatory and give them to guard, to front the guard. Urine cannot be expelled even at a permanent amateur, unless one squats.
If the floor is covered with soft dust, drops fall and sprinkle even when one stands. If the floor is hard, one should stand on an incline and urinate so that the drops will not sprinkle upon him.
Yates. I love Shmitzvillain. Well, the nisha manayim be loshem achar sheyitzel ekadus ben gluin deyidah afid lahashter mayim besak isak wal. The kitz yasa chilzim and even mekelyan imoyev tafach imu klishin kelyan afu bishin vetevok. Veichas aklis biyodem vinichas vechinim putzok vaylam and ifin bekli veichas aklis biyodem vinichas.
The first was wearing tefillin and must relieve himself in the evening when there would be no time left in the day to put them on again. After he finishes, he should not enter a bathroom holding them rolled up in his clothes. What should he do instead? He should remove them and place them in their container, if it's a handbreadth in size, or in another container which is not specific for them, even though it is not a handbreadth in size. He should hold the container in his hand when he enters the lavatory. Similarly, if he needs to relieve himself at night, he should place him in a container and enter the lavatory holding the tefillin in his hand. Person forgot to enter the bathroom while wearing tefillin, he should cover them with his hand until he completes expelling his first issue of feces or urine, and then leave the lavatory and remove the tefillin and complete relieving them. For what to interrupt him in the midst of expelling the first outburst of feces or urine, he might become very dangerously ill. Person forgotten had bia while wearing tefillin. He should not hold either the straps or the compartments themselves until he washes his hands. Then he should remove them. The restriction was lifted with his hands are active. Person enters a bathhouse. The rooms were placed stand clothes permitted to put tefillin. In the rooms where some of the tefillin stand naked, and some clothes one should need not remove one's tefillin, or the atzer should one put tefillin on there. The rooms where everyone stayed naked, one should remove one's tefillin, and needless to say, one should not put them on. Person should not walk in the cemetery with tefillin in his hands or on his head. Even if you're Arba Amis of the mace, you have to take it off. As you're after Arba Amis until you distance Arba Amis. The Yilbush Adam Tfilin, as you have to Arba Amis, but other prisoners should not put on Tfilin until he covers his Arba, puts on clothes. And Asa Masel, Abisha, Achil Tfilin, Shadisha, Shasa Masi, if you're carrying a heavy load, you have to remove the Tfilin. Fill with Bapis Osalaniach, Audisha, Shishpa Tfilin, Afil Tsenif, Abisafta Tfilin. It's even forbidden to wear a handkerchief around one's head. One wearing tefillin, one may however wear a hat over the tefillin. Chodal bias sheyish mitzvon is if it's also the shavuot mitzvah sheyish tio yenich b'kli yenich b'kli b'kli after shenich kli. Although he a kli ashinim is more hanu afilu he a sar kli b'kli after the hinch hashulon. The yenich b'kli b'tefli mutl yenich tafas reish b'neishu v'ben kai v'kesed shli kineged ish the shema afilu yitay him mitzvah when tefillin or a Torah scroll are in a room, it's forbidden to engage in sexual relations unless they are removed or placed into a container. A container placed in a second container, which is not specific to them. If, however, the second container is designated for them, even 10 containers are considered as a single container. Should a person place the sacred articles in two containers, he placed them at the end of his bed between the cushion and the pillow. As long as they are not under his head, they can protect them. The supplies, even if it was put together with him in the bed. Is very great. As long as the person is wearing tefillin on his head and his arm, he will be humbled and Hashem fearing, will not be drawn to frivolous behavior, empty speech. He will not turn his thoughts to evil manners, but rather will direct his heart still word to words of truth and justice. Person should try to wear a tefillin throughout the entire day, for this is the mitzvah associated with them. Amongst the praises conveyed upon the Rav, soon serving HaKadosh, was that he was never seen without tefillin. To wear tefillin throughout the entire day. It's important during davening. The Chachamim say, whoever recites Shema without tefillin is considered as if he's giving false testimony. Whoever is now wearing tefillin transgresses 8 positive commandments. In each of the 4 passages containing the tefillin, we are commanded to wear both the head and the tefillin. The reward for wearing tefillin are also great. Whoever wears tefillin regularly will live long. As it says, if Hashem is upon him, they shall live.